think we'll get started. It's just a couple minutes after 2:30. Welcome to the Survive and Thrive session. My name is Kasuma Matamala. I'm the program planner for the Health Administration section, and we welcome you to this session today. We have three great panelists who are going to be speaking about the Survive and Thrive program. And we've kind of reordered, the panelists wanted to reorder their presentations and the lineup, so you'll see them as we go through. The first is Ramon Banzon. He joined NACHO in February 2007 and is a senior analyst for the Survive and Thrive Roadmap for New Health Officials. Mr. Banzon is also a member of NACHO's Health Equity and Social Justice Team and the Public Health Infrastructure and Systems Team. Before joining NACHO, he completed the Association of Schools of Public Health and CDC Public Health Preparedness Fellowship at the Georgia Department of Public Health Office of Training and Workforce Development. And prior to his fellowship, he was the Deputy Director of the Mid-America Regional Public Health Leadership Institute at the UIC School of Public Health. So, welcome. And we'll save questions till all the presenters are completed.
Thank you, Kasuma. Today, basically, I'm giving you an overview of the program. And this is my disclosure slide that you've seen in all the presentations, basically saying I have no conflicts, at least with this presentation, I have no conflicts. These are the objectives that I have for today. The three objectives for this presentation are, number one, describe the overall Survive and Thrive program. Number two, identify some of the tools and practices that assisted the new local health officials in the program. And three, discuss some of the design and delivery features of the program that made it successful. So in 2006, NACHO proposed the Local Health Official Orientation Project to Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And NACHO's proposal presented this problem, which basically says having competent new local health officials is essential to building public health systems. This is the data showing that the need for this program. In 2005's NACHO's profile, it says 27% of local health officials have been in their position for 2 years or less. In the 2008 profile that just came out this summer, there exists 434 first-time local health officials having been in their position for 2 years or less. The difference between the 2008 and 2005 is 2008 basically shows 19% of all local health officials could be considered new, and in 2008 we were able to tell if they're first-time local health officials. In 2005, we didn't capture that information. The 2005 data shows that if they've been in position for 2 years or less, not knowing if they transferred from another jurisdiction or not. And with our environmental scan, even though we have existing leadership and management training programs in public health, there was no program that was specific to the role of a new local health official. So the project that was funded through Robert Johnson, with the support of the Robert Johnson Foundation, had these three goals. One, to prepare new local health officials. Two, to test the curriculum. And three, to develop this network of local health officials. We're calling it esprit de corps, having that pride of being in that position. The project involved an advisory board made up of numerous stakeholders, such as ASTO, the Association of State and Territorial Local Health Liaison Officials, National Association of Counties, National Association of Local Boards of Health. They were all involved in this development of this program in 2007. This is a modified diagram from Daley and Watkins, The First 90 Days in Government, which is a major text of the program. And I was hoping to produce a graphic that can summarize the goal of the Survive and Thrive in one slide. And with the help of my colleague, Julie Jo, we've kind of adapted this graph from the Daley and Watkins book. Daley and Watkins from Harvard University basically argue that when top executives get in, into their new role, it is important to get them up to speed as fast as possible. So every minute you save by accelerating your transition into that position is another minute you could be adding value to your organization. Initially, every new local health official comes into an organization being net consumers as they learn before they can take any action. As you can see, there's on the Y, there's new local health contribution, and on the X is the time. The purpose of the transition acceleration is to get to that break-even point when the new local health official can start contributing versus being a consumer of the agency. And I would argue, too, that the purpose of Survive and Thrive is not only to accelerate to that break-even point faster, but it's also to establish the local health official in a position which the organization creates a higher value. So, we adapted this from Daylene Watkins, and you can see we are arguing that the fellow gets to that break-even point faster and over time contributes a higher value to the organization. This doesn't show even long-term, we'd like to argue that going through the program even produces even more value than they would have if not being part of Survive and Thrive. So what is that value? In business, it's obviously the dollars, but in Daylene Watkins, they say that in governmental agencies, it's more about political capital. So in other words, the faster you are up to speed, the less political mistakes are made early on that cause public embarrassment or uproar or political opponents or decrease in credibility of that position. They also say that the idea of break-even point varies more greatly in government than in business. A lot of it depends on the situation in which the new leader enters, which includes a history of agency failure or high public scrutiny. So as you can see, we didn't really put any piece of period of time on the X-axis, since it really varies on what situation the new local health official gets into that agency. So what is Survive and Thrive? It's a year-long orientation program that involves these components: coaching, peer-to-peer learning, some networking, networking beyond the peers that are in the program, seasoned local health officials, some experts. We have a set of learning modules that's delivered in three workshops. We developed a specific 360 performance evaluation. The NHO Exchange, there's a more specific article that shares how we tailored this 360. And Sue Ann is going to talk about this after me, about that specific 360 for new local health officials. Includes other self-assessments, Emergenetics, which is Myers-Briggs, but in colors, and Decision Style Profile, which is offered by the Discovery Learning. And it's how managers make decisions, and other texts that were involved in the program. And the program in its pilot year had a robust evaluation that includes some continuous quality improvement measures. So here are the five critical competencies that our curriculum identifies and that our advisory group, our stakeholders, identified as crucial for new local health officials. The first one specifically looks at the roles and responsibilities. Second one talks about the new local health official being effective in engaging elected officials and other governing boards and state health departments. The third competency is effectively manage their LHDs. That includes all these other things after it. And the fourth competency looks at engaging the community partners in the jurisdiction that they live in and the local health department usually work with. And the fifth one is to access peer and coaching resources that they know where to go to solve the problems and challenges. So those are the five critical competencies that the program is based. One of the good things about the program is that we included practitioners in different ways. The participant Participation of practitioners was key to providing practical tools and tactics to address the specific challenges of new local health officials. So for example, NHTSA was able to develop, like I said, the 360 that Sue Ann's going to talk about even more, that provides input on behaviors associated with the job of a new local health official. So we had practitioners actually help develop that. We also used practitioners as coaches to provide specific tools to the fellows associated with the job. For example, Vonna's going to talk about her experience as a coach. One coach shared his budget management tool that helped him categorize his budget under what's mandated, what's required, or based on community needs. And that idea of having a budget according to the 10 essential services, how to organize that out is very useful for new local health officials. So that's just one example. And I'll talk about a little bit more about that coaching piece. Practitioners were also used as panelists that provided stories about their specific experiences, such as strategic planning or managing an agency during a downturn. And NHTSA was conscious about the program and how it was implemented and presented to the group of new local health officials. So we included a practitioner as a master of ceremonies throughout the workshops. We made sure that we had someone who is a current practitioner kind of go be the face of the program and have that legitimacy of the program. Most of the practitioners also made up our advisory board. They helped, like I said, develop the curriculum and worked with the evaluation consultant throughout the program in its pilot year this past year to make sure it's relevant and realistic to the new local health officials that go through this program. And one of the greatest benefits that we see from the evaluation is the fellows' opportunity to have a network. So making sure that this network is created and the peers of practitioners that are developed as they go through this program. One specific piece that I want to go through is about the coach. While Survive and Thrive was in developing the coaching requirements, were determined by the advisory group, and these are some of the coaching requirements. The coach had to be a recent local health official, had served as a local health official for 5 years or more. The average tenure for a local health official is 8.7 years. And we felt like the coaches need to be in that position or have experience for at least 5 years. We needed our coaches to have some national connection, being an NHTSA member or APHN member or serving on some national association board or committee. Have been through a leadership institute or a similar program and served in some leadership capacity, like serving on a national committee for local or for their state, and be available to attend the workshops. That was key, that our coaches, their availability just to be in person with the new local health officials. And some of the duties of the coaches that are associated with the program or leading discussions, facilitating some of the panels, participate in the full program. They weren't just periodically coaching. They're involved with the fellows throughout the program. Some of the reasons for success of the program that we're seeing from the preliminary data from the evaluation and some of the qualitative data that we've gathered from the 30 or so new local health officials that went through the program. And we believe that they address these three goals. Because we were able to focus on the role of a new local health official, we felt that knowing the leadership institutes, my familiarity with leadership institutes and some of the other leadership programs out there, one of the successes is that we looked specifically at this job as a new local health official and looked at the behaviors that are expected from that job. And since we're able to target that, we're able to measure it or evaluate the program. Because the local public health system is very complex, we involve stakeholders throughout the curriculum development and the evaluation development of this program. That was from the beginning, we included our stakeholders, and that was a success of the program. From the beginning, NATRO understood the importance of showing the impact of such leadership and management training. So we definitely invested in the evaluation of this program, and Sue Ann was our evaluator. She'll talk about the 360 specifically, but she may touch upon some of the evaluation that we did throughout the program. Practitioners played an important role in the success of the program, especially the development of a peer network and the coaching component. So the use of practitioners in the program to deliver the program and to be as faculty members and be coaches was really a good thing. And the curriculum was designed in which the competencies, the individual development plan, the 360 assessments, the individual assessments, the reading, the coaching, and the peer network, they were all integrated with each other, and they all pretty much supported the goal of the program. So I wanted to share some reflections from the fellows that kind of where the rubber hits the road. This local health official said she gained some confidence and basically established this network that we helped put together just because we brought these new local health officials together that were in the same position at the same time. She feels like she's developed a great network. This local health official talked about some of the decision making that she learned and how that helped her work with her upper level management and some other external partners. This one says, Survive and Thrive brought reality back into discussion, how we can meet the demands of our position and still maintain our personal lives. One of the modules focuses on stress management and managing yourself. This reassurance is a combination with excellent tools for managing teams, understanding employee dynamics, and offering a structure for setting long and short-term goals was a great training and enhance our abilities to be leaders and health officers. I'd like to thank the staff and former staff, NATRO staff, that were involved in this. And these are our advisory board members that included seasoned and a couple new local health officials and CDC. NACO was on there, NALBO, NNPHI. And thank you to our fellows that participated in this first pilot year. I'm sure people have specific questions about the pilot. Like Kasuma said, we're gonna wait till the end of the all our talks. But thank you to Robert Johnson Foundation as well for supporting this. So.